everybody. It's a beautiful Monday, November the 15th. It's National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's Frozen Food Department, who remind us to plan ahead. It's difficult to make last-minute decisions about which frozen food should be for dinner. They're never well thought out. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, a magnificent, if not mad, Monday indeed. Currently 6 degrees, which is our high for the day. Looking like sunny skies for the remainder of the day, and then the chance of flurries, perhaps, this evening, or maybe just a little bit of rain. And on National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day, a big shout-out to TV dinners. That's right, TV dinners. You never have leftovers, you always have reruns.
Mind you, you know, leftovers are good until they're not.
Oh, boy.
Which could lead to more reruns.
No.
Oh, no, rabbit hole. Well, National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day encourages us to prepare for the upcoming holidays. You know, due to our hectic and busy lifestyles, the cleaning of the refrigerator gets neglected. Get this, the Sanitation Foundation International learned that the meat and vegetable drawers were the dirtiest spots in our kitchen with regards to causing disease. How about that? Wow. You know, the crisper that doesn't really crisp things very much should really be called the rotter. Peter was out for dinner this weekend. He had a weird experience at the restaurant. After the meal, his server asked him, "You want a box for the leftovers?" He said, "No, I'll just pay with my credit card."
Oh, no.
And somebody also told me that I could make ice cubes out of leftover wine. I found that very confusing because I don't know what leftover wine is. Right? All right. Let's get to Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? Do you have a song by the Ramones? I mean, the Ramones?
No. You know, I didn't have any song prepared for today, but I think I'm gonna repeat a song for the first time, because there is only one song that feels like today, and it's Just Another Manic Monday.
Exactly.
I do wish it were Sunday. I really do. Because Sunday was my fun day. It was my I don't have to run day. So that is the only, anytime we are at the Monday of a new session, my word.
Hey, and perfect for the theme. You're rerunning a day on Leftovers Day.
That's it. There's nothing wrong with, you know, listening to a song more than one time. Let me tell you something. But it's definitely for today. So you can either listen to the Bangles version, but Prince wrote the song, so he has his own little version too. But either way, it doesn't matter. Manic Monday is my pick for today. And I'm just gonna try to be calm as we continue, as myself and Ventura continue for the rest of the day. We don't want Ventura to lose any more hair.
It's all going, man. It's gone.
We didn't. Wow. What did you, we didn't eat until what? 10:30, 11 o'clock. We didn't even get to take a break and eat anything until then. So. But we'll be all right. It's always the beginning of a new session, so that's our pick today.
Pure madness, and you know, this 10 minutes of madness that will give a nice punch in the arm to get us through the rest of the day. So thank you very much for that. Yeah. All right, let's get to Ventures with Venturo. Start us off well, pal. What have you got for us today?
Hey, I got two schools of thought for you guys today about cleaning, right? The first one is, God doesn't take away things to be cruel. He take away things to make room for new things, right? So sometimes when you clean out your refrigerator, when you declutter, when you throw things out, you're making room to get new, better, amazing things, right? And that is a quote from Pat Summitt. And then the other quote is, my theory on housework is, if an item doesn't multiply, smell, catch fire, or block the refrigerator door, let it be. No one else cares. Why should you?
Brilliant.
But doesn't like, everything catch fire? Like, I don't.
Yeah, what if you have one of those things that does all of it? I think I have a basement full of those.
Golly, you touched on a number of great items. You hit on Let It Be, which celebrates Paul's tour of England right now. He's doing all sorts of Beatles stuff. A little bit concerned about Pat Summitt's quote about moving things to wait for something better, because when they get Mark and I out of here, oh boy, look out, just imagine what's coming in.
Oh my gosh. You might be following you, JD.
Here we go. All right. It is time for Monday's mystery.
Yeah, I just have to think that Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day in the United Kingdom takes on a whole new context. Even sounds a little bit dirty at times. You know, when somebody says, use up the toad in the hole, or you fancy a bit of leftover crumpet, just has that. Or better yet, how about some bangers and mash? You know, I'm just thinking, what a mystery.
We're still a family show. All these delicacies. Sir, you are hilarious. That is great. All right, that is it for us, everybody. Thanks for our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us. Have a great day. We are the wise guys and girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.